Hey there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
Hi everyone, my name is Andy and I have the privilege of bringing the fourth and final part of our Planted series to you today. And the topic for my talk is about the branches. Now, when we're talking about branches, we're obviously kind of talking about trees as well. So, and there's loads of different trees mentioned in the Bible. I'm just going to be picking out three of them today for us to talk about. Question is, which three? You may know some of the trees that are talked about in the Bible. So we have a little kind of sermon bingo going on, really. So if you want to now write down three trees that you think I'm going to refer to, there's not many prizes. I'm not going to send you anything in the post for this. You'll just get the honor of being able to say, I read Andy's mind. Or just be able to walk around with a smug grin all day, knowing that you've got a quiz right where you've got three out of three. Whatever it takes, go for it. Write down three trees that you think I'm going to talk about. So while you're doing that, let's just recap where we've come so far. This whole series has been based on the writings in Psalm chapter 1. So let me just refresh your mind as to what it actually says in that psalm. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. So like I said, we've covered this series from step one, our position. Pastor Mike talked about our position and having that core group of people around us who are going to help us really grow and develop in our lives, and also who will impact our disposition. Then second in the series was Pastor Chris talking about repetition, that idea of meditating on God's law day and night, and really developing a good Bible reading habit. Thirdly then, Mel talked about the roots and about deepening our roots and really also taking some pressure off us that we aren't the root, Jesus is the root. And if we keep connected to him and think about the quality of our core, that is also going to help us grow and develop. And then like I said, so I'm now fourthly moving on to the branches. So we've got our position, our repetition, our roots, and now the branches. Now, when we're talking about the branches and about that kind of reaching out stage, we obviously want to look at Jesus's life. It's always going to be a good place to start. But if when you look at his life and you think, well, he spent, I don't know, basically 30 years deepening his roots and preparing for ministry, and then just about 3 years actually conducting his ministry, and mainly what we read in the Gospels, 30 years for 3 years. Maybe you think, but is that the formula then? Is that the way to go? Well, when we look at his disciples, they spent about 3 years with Jesus, kind of deepening their roots, and then away they went. Then they had about 30 years of ministry. Now, as I say that, maybe you're naturally leaning one way or the other. You're thinking, yeah, I like the Jesus model. I like to really just spend a lot of time in his word and in prayer and that, and in perhaps the safety of your own home, and really getting to know God better. And that's all great, and that's all good. But the outreach side of things, and you're speaking about my faith and all that kind of thing, it's not really quite me. So I prefer to keep that down to a minimum. Equally, there's going to be other people out there who are just like, oh yeah, I don't really want to spend much time in church. I just want to be out there connecting with people, loving on people, bringing his message to people. And that's fantastic, but maybe there's not that much time for the deepening and the spending time with our roots and thinking about our positioning. So what's the answer? Balance. All right. It's an all of the above. It's not or, you know, we don't get to concentrate on our roots or reach out to people or the other way around. We need all of it in a balance, and God will be in favor of that. So, what are the three trees that I'm going to talk about today? First tree, the juniper tree. And we read about this in 1 Kings chapter 19. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, or a juniper tree, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. So what's going on here? Elijah was exhausted. He was done in. He'd had a whole massive, eventful series of things that had gone on, and he was just kind of done. So you can read about them for yourselves. But essentially, he came to this tree for some shade. So our first kind of lesson or challenge today really is that we perhaps should be shade-giving branches. Can we be branches that reach out and provide shade for others? Perhaps when they don't know where else to turn and who else to go to. All right, they can just come and be themselves, maybe have a bit of a rant and a moan, knowing that we're not going to be the kind of trees that have ears and mouths and just pass it on to the next person. But there's a safety and a security there. Under our shade, under our influence, we can provide a solace, provide a bit of a resting place, and maybe even a meal or two like God did for Elijah under that tree. And then just as God sent Elijah on his way and then he went on this massive journey again for 40 days, maybe the people that come to us under the shade of our tree can feel recharged and re-energized and inspired again, actually, to just face whatever they're facing in the world again. Can we be shade-giving trees like the juniper tree? So the second tree, second challenge is the fig tree. And we read about this in Mark chapter 11. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. And he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." Skipping down then to verse 20, in the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." Another chirpy story. So what's the point in it? So Jesus is coming along, he's hungry, the tree looked good, it looked green, it gave the appearance of being fruitful. But when Jesus approached and wanted to taste and see that the fruit was good, it had no substance. The parallel is hopefully obvious. I've had times in my life, particularly in my teenage years, where I would have appeared as an evergreen. I would have appeared like people could, that guy's got fruit. But people who were close to me, people who knew me best, would have known there's no fruit here. There's nothing good growing here. And that's a shame. And that was a shame for me. And I had to come to a point of recognizing I need to repent. I need to turn around from my ways again and just get back on track with God, because I was given the appearance of green, the appearance of fruitful, but actually there really was no substance to it. The Bible talks about in Galatians 5 about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all that kind of thing. That's the kind of fruit that we should be displaying in public, but also with those people who know us best and know us close as well. And then there's the other kind of fruit, the fruit of our life as a Christian, the impact that we have on other people. It's a privilege for me to be able to say that there's people that we worked with in the past that found faith themselves, and now they are now helping other people find faith in God as well. And that's fruit. That's one of the fruit that we can say, that's what we should be showing. We should be fruit bearing as Christians. So shade giving branches, but also fruit bearing branches. Third and final tree, ready with your bingo marker, is the tree of Calvary. So I'm just going to read from Acts chapter 5 for this reference. "The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree." So yeah, we're definitely called to be shade-giving. Yes, we're definitely called to be fruit-bearing. But perhaps above all, love-giving. There's no greater tree than the tree that made the cross of Calvary, the tree where Jesus was crucified. And as his arms were physically stretched out like branches on the cross, in the single greatest act of love of all time, the challenge is clear for us. Our branches should be love-giving. Now, let's not kid ourselves. There's plenty of people who don't yet know Jesus who are brilliant at branching out and showing love in a whole variety of ways. I recently became aware of someone that I work with who's been making cakes, like really good cakes, and dropping them off at various people's doorsteps every week since lockdown started. That person is reaching out in love. They are showing love-giving branches. And it challenged me, actually. And I thought, maybe, I don't know, we perhaps haven't done that much with our own immediate neighbours. We've lived here 6 years or so, and maybe I've never really shown that amount of love to our immediate neighbours. First step, we've got to get to know them. So we actually, on the back of that, decided let's send out a little kind of a little letter and a photo of us as a family, just to about a dozen houses near us, and just say, hey, look, sorry we haven't maybe been friendly enough so far. Let's try and get together. Let's meet in the cul-de-sac and just sit around and get to know each other a bit better. It's a start, you know, and I just feel like I need to do a bit more with my own love-giving branches. Maybe you're the same. Where does this leave us in terms of a summary? The juniper tree, shade-giving branches. Can people come to us? Can people trust us? And people can people come to us and find they can get recharged and re-energized and encouraged and inspired to go on for the next stage of their journey? The fig tree, bearing fruit. There really does need to be fruit. That we are who we say we are, that we're people who follow God, follow His word. We should be fruit-bearing branches. But we must also do all this in love. We must model Jesus in that sense and reach out our arms in an act of love, whether that's to our neighbours, whether it's to our people we know. We are definitely called to be love-giving branches. So maybe you ticked off your little bingo card and said, did I mention those three trees? But maybe just check the kind of the bingo card of your spirit. Can you check off those three aspects of your faith walk? Can I do that? Am I a shade-giving branch to people? Am I a fruit-bearing branch? Am I a love-giving branch? So maybe just take some time, maybe just pause in His presence, as Anna encouraged us to do this week in one of the little isolation inspirations, and actually ask Jesus, who actually spent years and years as a carpenter, and He more than knows what to do with branches.